Now, and here he is, fresh from wherever he's been, because you're always out. I often wonder how you find time to cook at all sometimes. Nevin is here, obviously. And welcome, my friend.
Thank you.
Because you're always off doing your demonstrations. You've got the cookery school, you've got the restaurant, and you do, and apart from the fact you have to live a life with your lovely wife and children, but you're always off doing your charity stuff as well. So you're always out and about.
Do you know what? I'm in control of a lot of things now, which is fantastic. And okay. I have a great team. And I suppose having a great wife like Imelda, you know, my whole focus has been there in Black Lion and with the twins. People think, God, he's never in Black Lion. I'm there 90% of the time.
Yes.
And I'm proud of that. And I have a great team. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
I mean, like, my head chef is with me 11 years, Glenn. And the loyalty that I have for my staff is fantastic. I love doing the other things, but I've definitely cut back this year.
Yes.
It's been a really beautiful year for me, to be honest with you, with the family. And I take every Monday and Tuesday off. That's our weekends. You know, I take one in every three Sundays off to spend time with them, Sunday lunch. And it's just lovely because they're growing up so quick.
Well, they are. And you could miss it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't want to.
You don't want to be looking back and saying, well, that was great, but
no regrets.
What happened? No regrets.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, please, God, or as little as you need to have. So what have you got for me today?
Well, I thought, I suppose, a little bit of weekend bacon. And just very simple cupcake. My sister, Sonia, is a fantastic baker. I have four sisters, Naomi, yes. Suzanne, Sharon and Sonia. And they're all very good cooks. And that comes really from mum. They wouldn't need a recipe. Now, bacon is different. You do need to follow recipes. But I'm talking about savoury cooking. You can give them five or six different ingredients and they'll whip up fantastic food.
Is serious?
That's a real skill. That's a real skill.
It surely is.
I call that spontaneous cooking.
Yeah, well, fair enough. But they all have it.
And I'm sure Sinead there in Lyric is one of them too.
She's a martyr to the kitchen, that one.
She's a fantastic. Oh, I know that. She's a big foodie.
But she is, yeah.
Like yourself.
I often think she has your book under the thing and they can't see it, but under the desk.
I love it.
But come here. But they do it instinctively. They just have it.
It's a wonderful gift. And you know, bacon, because it's a great thing, because where I got my love of cooking, I always share the story, but making flapjacks, shortbread, cupcakes with my mother. And just, I have great memories of that. And it's great to get kids, when my twins grow up a little bit, I love them doing this, making little cookies and different things like that, and just enjoying food.
Yes.
Enjoying it. And that's the most important thing. People ask me about the twins, you know, Nevin, do you think they'll be chefs? They're only 2.5.
That's right.
I don't know what they're going to be.
Be racing drivers, for God's sake.
Exactly.
So now, what have you got?
Okay, sorry. So peanut butter cupcakes.
Right.
So this makes 12. So what we'll do, we'll talk about the salted caramel frosting afterwards, but just the basic cupcake mixture.
It's kind of an Elvis thing here, peanut butter cupcake, isn't it?
I love, do you like peanut butter?
Yeah, he was a martyr to it though.
I have to say, it's one of my favourite things.
Right.
You know, a few weeks ago you were telling me that you loved butterscotch sauce.
Yes, I do.
Over bread, which
well,
is a new
anything.
One for me. Oh, sorry,
anything.
You did say bread though.
No, I didn't.
But I honestly think that peanut butter is fabulous in ice cream and paraffins, and works really well with chocolate, and also in a satay. It's a Thai dish.
Yes,
it's really good. It's really
you
good.
You and your Thai, you love it.
So we have 125 grams of smooth peanut butter, or you can use the crunchy one. The smooth one I'm using for this.
Okay.
75 grams of butter. And you have 200 grams of dark Muscovado sugar is the proper name for this. It's a dark sugar, so it is. Now, you can use a lighter one, but the darker one, you're going to get a lovely, rich, darker colour and texture on the actual cupcake.
Okay.
So, Marty, you beat all this together, okay? Into this, then, you add in 125 grams of flour, just not all together, but very, very slowly. Two large eggs, crack them open, obviously put them in, and then a teaspoonful of vanilla extract. So, the raisin agent in this is one teaspoonful of baking powder.
Baking powder,
in that,
yes.
Okay, so that all goes in. You can do it all in one method, which everything goes in and beat it. That's absolutely fine. And then just to loosen it up, 50 mils of milk, which gives it lovely moisture to the actual cupcakes. And I think the flavour of the peanut butter is fab. Really, really delicious. So you beat that all together. Have your oven preheated at 180. Okay, 180. And then what you do is just make up your mixture. And the vanilla extract I'm using, or you can use vanilla powder, it doesn't really matter. Okay? And then you just divide this mixture when it's done. This can be done. Marty, it doesn't even take maybe, say, 5-6 minutes to make this, to be honest with you. Everything's in. To be honest with you. Have your oven, preheated at 180. And then what you do is you fill, this mixture should fill 12, you know, the little paper lined.
Yes,
parchment.
I do.
Yeah, in each one. No more than 2/3 fill them. Because this is going to rise because of the baking powder, okay? And these will, you bake these for about 20 to 22 minutes. Check them after 15 minutes because every oven is different.
Can you open to check them?
You
won't destroy them.
That's a very good question. Really good question. No, no problem there. Okay. It's not like a sponge or a souffle, something like that. So they should be well risen and golden brown. Now, when that's done, you take them out, you let them cool down. Now we're going to talk about the frosting. So On their own, they're lovely with a little bit of piped whipped cream. You can put more peanut butter, chocolate. You can do whatever. Don't worry about making the frosting.
It just sounds like a sin.
But the frosting is delicious. Mm. It is. And this is, as I say, my sister Sonia, big in the bake, and she loves this. So for the frosting is 12 ounces of icing sugar, sieve it, okay? 4 ounces of unsalted butter. And then what you do is you put 2 tablespoons of milk. So you beat this all together. Now, what I'm going to talk to you about is about 6 tablespoons of, it's a caramel, so it's just a ready-made caramel in a can, okay? Can you pronounce that? Dindaluche?
Dindaluche?
Yeah, can you see it?
Dindaluche.
The recipe, yeah. And this is just, it's kind of like a spread that they make in Argentina. And it's really, really delicious. Now, most good Fallon and Burns in Dublin, lots of good delicatessen health food shops will have this.
And it's South American.
It is. But, of course, we make it in Ireland, so we do. There's lots of companies that make it. But you can also have your can of caramel already made. You know, you can buy that, or you can buy good, really nice jars of
this. Of course you can.
Yeah, you can really. It's delicious. Yeah. So you mix this all together, Marty.
Because it could
spread
be hard to
that
get
over the
yes, in its raw form.
You're right. Yes, spread this all over the cupcakes. Or what I like to do is pass around the cupcakes, pass around the frosting, and let everyone just spread as much as the frosting. So everyone can. It's a little bit. Say for a kids' party. Of course, you'd be careful with nuts. Okay,
that's peanuts. Yes, that's true.
But for a kids' party, this would be a dream. It's absolutely beautiful.
Unconditional.
And you can put chocolate chips or different things on top. So just a bit of fun. Get the kids involved, and it's absolutely delicious.
That's a cool idea.
Yes,
that's a cool idea. It really is. It's peanut butter cupcakes with salted caramel frosting. And I think we'll have to play Golden Brown out of this. You'd have to, really.
That sounds lovely.
But this is a lovely idea. It's a lovely idea, really. I like the idea of people doing it themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
With the frosting.
Helping themselves, exactly.
Yeah. That's a nice one. Well done, my friend.
Thank
Just
you.
A reminder, the recipe is available at RTÉ Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, and Leverett's recipes are there. And you'll find the peanut butter cupcakes are in there as well. I love the old cupcakes because you don't feel like, you know, if you have a big lump of a cake,
yes,
that you're being terribly bold. But the cupcake, you're just—it's a portion.
That's
you can
determine
how much.
And
you're
with
having
a cup of tea or coffee, it's lovely.
Yeah,
just a sweet treat.
Just one though.
One dozen. Oh, one. Yes, of course. Sorry.
One peanut butter cupcake at a time. Good man.
See you next week.
You will, you know.
God bless.
You will, please God, if God allows us.
Thank you.